Okay, so let's try to finish up here. The Second New Deal began around 1935 and continued pretty much until the end of the term of first term of Franklin Roosevelt. Yet another program to create jobs, just like the CWA and the PWA. This one was called the Works Progress Administration. All these are the same. It's just jobs being funded by taxpayer money from Washington, D.C., doing the same thing, building roads, building airports. The fact that they had to bring in all these job programs proves that the unemployment level persisted and that government had to keep doing these programs. This program was a little different insofar as it was doing more than just shovel and pick work. They were hiring doctors, dentists, teachers, artists, musicians, and so on, with the hopes that they could keep them employed and keep their skills going as well. And they did, after Dr. Francis Townsend's idea of providing a pension to the elderly, which, as we know, is not necessarily created by Townsend himself, but the idea did take hold, and by 1935 they instituted the Social Security system where people were all given a number, and the government withheld money from paychecks and so on to distribute it to unemployed people, to elderly people, disabled people, poor families with dependent children, and so on. And of course, as we all know, that system still exists today. The last gasp of the New Deal was what we call the Fair Labor Standards Act in 1938. It basically set the maximum working ages, excuse me, the minimum working ages, overtime pay that you're supposed to get paid more than when you were working the regular hours, and it set a minimum wage. And that was really the last gasp of the New Deal. The truth about the New Deal is, and even professors in college will admit this, that it never really ended the high unemployment. We still had a huge 15% unemployment rate even at the very end of the 1930s, 1940. And it really, we're not stabilized again until after World War II. 1934, there was actually an attempt that's very rarely talked about to have a coup in this country that was to be led and financed by big corporations and banks who were going to have Marine General Smedley Butler take half a million troops and march on DC, similar to the way Mussolini took power in Italy. And their idea was to take over the government and create a fascist government in the United States. The plan was exposed by Smedley Butler because he was a patriotic man, and of course, once it was exposed, the plan went nowhere. The last part about FDR is the court packing plan, where he tried to add six judges to the Supreme Court so they would stop ruling against his New Deal programs. It was a failure. Eventually, new judges came in and approved FDR's programs.